And this is probably going to be very racist.
Bonus!
We have a brand new sound effect from last week's bonus, and it's me doing my impression of someone with persistent arousal disorder.
Hey, have you ever written Kath Barbadoro, Adam Sandler slash fiction? Because let me help you out here.
God damn it.
How did it? How did it?
Stop it!
This is the one.
No! I timed that so well.
Hey,
you guys believe Paul F. Tompkins was in here?
Yeah, Paul F. Tompkins was in here, and you played that noise for him and didn't explain it, and he laughed.
Now he can let loose.
That's right.
Now this bonus is just going to be us being like, oh man, Paul F. Tompkins was here. I was so nervous.
We used up all our funny reserves, and now you get the rest.
My funny juice is gone.
Yeah.
I'm dry.
Also, at one point during the podcast, he tapped me and went like this because I had something on my nose, and I was like really embarrassed. I had a
big boogie on your nose.
I had a bug on my nose?
I don't think it was a bug. It was dry skin or something.
It was like a thingy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But anyway.
Look, you're going to get things.
Paul Tompkins being like, you have some shit on your face, like really upset
Excuse me.
No, he was, that's exactly what you would want someone to do
in
that situation.
He was helping you out. Exactly.
He was being very helpful, but it was also like, I have shit on my face in the presence of this man. Also like a fancy man too.
He's always going to look good.
Yeah, he came in the suit. I mean, you guys saw the picture.
We all dressed up. We got a velour sweatsuit. I wore my giant winter jacket. It looks like a casino.
Yep. Patty's wearing a shirt that says sorry with a skull on it.
Yeah, wearing my Share Zone shirt.
Yeah.
The Share Zone.
So we all really looked...
Da Share Zone.
We all wore our Sunday best.
That's right. I think it was good.
I think it was good too.
I'm looking forward to listening to it.
We were saying outside, Eli and I were like, I always worry that like, especially when there's four people like... It's Paul F. Tompkins. Like, people want to hear him talk. I worry that we didn't let him talk enough. But I also don't ever want a guest to feel like they have to do any heavy lifting of, like, joke time.
That's
you know?
Right. Yeah.
Maybe this isn't an on-air conversation. I just think it's interesting.
Sound off. Send us a...
sound off on the...
send us an email.
Please don't. Don't send us an email.
Don't send us an email. You heard it here first. Hey, so if you're one of the people who's listening to this... you're on the rapidly encroaching 500 patron club that
Ooh.
You're in.
Yeah, that's exciting.
Ooh.
So that's fun for us and hopefully for you. I don't know. I don't have anything else to say about that. Just figured I'd
I think that about wraps the episode up.
Yeah, so we'll see you next week. It's been 3 minutes and 28 seconds.
It's close to 500, you guys. Anyways, see you next week. Thanks for
subscribing to this, 500 people. That means, I guess, we don't have to do as much now that there's more of you?
Then we get to just stop. That's the end of it. So I don't know. We had some stuff that was like sort of leftovers or not really, we thought didn't really fit.
Can I talk about the wrestling thing?
David Arquette
thing?
Please do.
It's crazy.
Because that was very, I feel like, what a time to be alive to me. Like just that this like super niche wrestling thing was like crossing over into the world.
If there'd been a scam involved somewhere, it would have covered the entire Kath Barbadoro extended podcast universe.
Do you know anything about this as a wrestling fan? About David Arquette almost dying this weekend?
Yeah, well, I know David Arquette is a, like, he's like, first of all, in like the late 90s, he like won the WCW title.
Yes.
As like a weird like cross promotional thing for that movie, Ready to Rumble.
Yep.
With Scott Kahn.
Was that spelled with, was the two in that a number?
It was a two.
It was a two.
Yeah.
I saw on Twitter someone called him getting almost dying in a death match Too Ready to Rumble, the sequel. It made me laugh.
And like people dumped on it because it was obviously bad.
Yeah.
Poorly booked, all that. But he apparently does really love wrestling and like he does it now as like an indie thing. And he's like in really good shape. And he had a match with a guy and they like hit each other with like pizza cutters and... the fluorescent light tubes, and he like almost cut his jugular and almost died. I believe is the I don't know anything about Nick Gage. I know that's the guy he wrestled.
Yeah, he's
Kath
awesome.
Knows a lot about
I know
Nick
a lot
Gage.
About Nick Gage. I think he's great, but I also think it's like a perfect thing for like Because, like, I had, like, a journalist friend, like, message me and was like, can you just, like, explain this? Because, like, I'm supposed to write about it. And it's, there's so many layers of things that I, like, don't understand about this story. But, like, the fact that this happened in a match with this guy who is known as, like, a deathmatch legend who legally died from getting hit with a light tube in a match, like, 8 years ago. And then went to jail for robbing a bank and is now a wrestler again. Like... It's just a perfect story for people to be like, what the fuck? An ex-con almost murdered David Arquette with a light tube. Like, it's very good to me. It made me laugh a lot, especially because he's okay. He's fine.
Yeah.
He had to get stitches.
That's it. So he's okay. Like, he's totally okay.
I mean, I don't know if
he's like
totally
alive.
Totally is unfair, but yes.
We also, so this was on Friday
like
night.
You know, it's like not soft tissue damage. It's like a cut.
He was pretty sliced up. Like, he was very bloody. There are pictures.
Yeah, but you just sew those up.
Yeah. I think he's okay. But we did... So this was Friday night, and yesterday, Saturday night, there was an NXT event in Los Angeles, the city where his match was on Friday, and we just saw him walking in the background of, like, a shot, like a WWE shot. It's like, oh, okay, he must be all right. Like, he looked pretty banged up, but yeah. It was just, like, a little, like...
I didn't get to see any actual photos of, like, how bloody he was.
It was a lot.
He was like holding his neck like a guy in a movie, like where if he took like the thought if he took his hand off, it would be like
he got fucking stealth killed.
Yeah, and I don't know. Yeah, he's
it's pretty gross. I've seen some pretty gnarly stuff live, but light tubes I don't want to see live.
That's I hate that gif of the wrestler that jumps off a turnbuckle and like they land on their leg and it's like in a, like a they're wearing like a. Wellington boot or something.
Oh, yeah.
But
you're talking
just
about Sid Vicious
fucking...
breaking his leg.
Yeah.
Psycho
Sid. I hate that.
Yeah, I hate that. Not cool.
Yeah.
I did probably the worst. So I've seen a barbed wire death match live, which was like really bloody and gross, but also like that's what you expect. It's barbed wire. It wasn't an accident. It was like on purpose. The worst thing I've seen by accident was I was at a show and this dude... his name is Low Key and he's like known for like the joke is that he doesn't know wrestling's fake because he like
I thought you were gonna say the joke is that he is not low key at
he
all.
Is not low key. He's very high key. But I saw him, he was like wrenching on this guy's cauliflower ear and it popped.
Oh, okay.
And blood got on the row of people in front of us and it was really fucked up. So
that's super gross.
Yeah, it was very gross. I don't like that kind of stuff, but
yeah, neither do I. having told me that, man, I'm not a fan either.
Yeah. I
didn't think the cauliflower was like filled with something.
Yeah,
so
I mean
gross.
It's like cartilage and stuff. Okay. Like it's gross. I wouldn't recommend like going to look up a video of a cauliflower ear popping. It happens sometimes in like UFC fights too. Yeah, it's not great.
Yeah. I'm going to work. Might as well queue up the latest bonus app of What a Time. Having a cauliflower omelet. What a morning!
I was just checking the Discord, you know, and they guessed that it was going to be him like a week ago.
Oh yeah,
that it was going to be.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So I sent them the picture. I was like, "Well, good work, you.
Good work, sleuths.
You ruined Christmas. You found the presents early.
Good news. Good news from Twitter. Uncle Hentai is very excited for the episode.
Oh, thank you, Uncle Hentai.
Uncle Hentai.
My favorite kind of hentai. Uncle.
Uncle Hentai.
Now I just want to look at my phone and see all the nice things people are saying. I see several hell yeahs, one from Uncle Hentai, one from Drew Toothpaste.
Pat Dean says, sweet shirt.
Oh, yeah.
It's for the Velveeta room.
Yeah, Pat Dean, he's the bartender there. Yeah. If you're in Austin, Texas.
Very funny comic?
Very funny comic, Pat Dean. Also, the bartender. Also, the new reggaeton horn. God damn it.
It's laugh out loud funny every time. It's remarkable.
It does like sound like something from like a Major Lazer video.
Someone please sample that in your next Diplo. Where are ya? If you go to the Velveeta Room in Austin, just tell the bald bartender I say fuck you. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. So should we talk about these names?
Yes. All right, tell us about the names.
So we've got some fucked up names, folks.
We're going to roast some fucking kids. It's too late, kids. You can't do anything about it. You're born already.
Get fucked.
This is old. I don't know why this showed up in across our thing, but... across our transom.
Our algorithm.
The transom.
What's our transom? Is
that
like
it's like an old-timey thing.
Yeah, transom.
For like telegraphs or something, I think.
I thought it was like part of a fence.
It's like a, I thought it's like a wire thing. Like
let's yeah, never look it up or find though. Out.
Yeah, yeah. Transom like a...
Okay. I believe you.
He's looking it up.
Don't look it Can't up. I never want to know.
So this is from last year, but it's The Telegraph in the UK. I'm talking about best posh baby names for 2017.
Okay.
And these are... you know, they assure they're all real names, but it's basically like, it seems a little fake, but like basically it's for like,
smells
rich,
a little fishy.
The equivalent of like rich dipshit names here. Right. Right.
Like, what's like a good rich guy name here? Like Skip, Chip?
Scooby-Doo.
Yeah. Scooby-Doo? But for kids, it's almost different. Like a Skylar or like a Kaylin, but there's like two Y's. And
did
like
you ever read Velma? The, I think Velma. It was in Freakonomics about how like the downward socioeconomic trend of names. Like, first they start as like rich people names, and then within several years they become like de class A. Like, oh, that's like a trashy name now. Like, it happened with like Britney in the 80s, and like it's happening. Like, I think they used Skylar as an example of like, it used to be like a very waspy name like in the mid 90s, yeah. And then within like 5 years it was like, now this is like kind of a white trash name.
People
like,
yeah, oh, yeah. That sounds fancy. Like, that was like, they like ruined it.
Yeah.
They, like, moved it. Then that's their, the name version of like, this neighborhood is falling apart, yeah. For Skylar.
Yeah. Anyway.
Brittany used to mean something. but yeah, so we got some names. I'm just going to go through a selection of them. I'll give you guys the best ones. Alfreda.
Okay.
It's like fettuccine Alfredo, yeah. But a lady.
That just
but
makes
a lady.
Me hungry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Alfredo, it sounds like a Barilla mascot. I'm getting words already hungry.
Figgy, which sounds very British and is stupid.
Figgy.
Like a pudding that
like
they
a
demand.
Pudding.
Give us the pudding, bitch.
I think baby Figgy is good. I feel like adult Figgy is not great.
Nickel baby Figgy.
Yeah. I'm not sure about this one. Hum, H-U-M.
Hum.
Oh, hum? This is our child, Hum. Hmm.
This is our child,
Let's see. Well, Nancy. I'm not sure that one got in there.
That's cute. Nancy's a classic.
Yeah. Queenie. Seems a little on
I don't
nose.
Mind Queenie. Queenie sounds fun.
Again, good for a baby, not right. Great Queenie, for an adult.
Queenie is a name that's like, if I knew that was your real name and it was given to you by your parents, I'd be like, that's sick. But if it became clear that it was like a name that someone just like gave themselves, you know, like some like Burning Man shit, we're like, I'm Queenie, and it's like her real name is like Mary Ellen. It's like, fuck you. But if it's your real name, I think it'd be fun.
All yeah. Right.
Scar? I don't know.
No.
From the Lion
Scar?
King?
Or just the
scar?
Word.
Yeah. You can't be named Scar if you don't have a scar.
What is this list? You're just like on a Wikipedia page like Disney.
It's
like,
the
Mufasa.
Tansy, T-A-N-S-Y, which sounds like it could be real.
Tansy? I believe Tansy.
Isn't the Tattler? That's, I thought that was a parody site.
Tansy?
The Tattler.
Are we reading a list of parody names?
I don't. It's from the Telegraph.
It's from the Telegraph.
Oh, I thought you said the Tattler.
Well, it's Tattler has produced a list of the best posh baby names.
I think Tattler is a real thing.
I think it's like a gossip thing in the UK.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think it's like
okay.
It's like Daily Mail, so it's not like good journalism.
It's definitely the way they would use is cheeky. I think
yes,
cheeky
there's Mendes. A lot of cheek,
but I don't think it's fake. All right, so then a couple more of these ladies' names, or girls' names.
Like Scar.
Baby ladies, you know, the baby
okay,
ladies.
Naming your daughter Scar is fucking cool.
Baby lady is funny.
This is
makes me think of the ladies' man. Ooh, with the baby lady.
Look at
that guy, that
lady,
classic guy.
This is, that's a dog's name. That's not a person's name.
No, I'm
what about
saying.
Lady Bird Johnson?
Oh, wait, okay, you're saying ladies' names. I thought you were saying one of the names on the list is lady.
No. Vervain, V-E-R-V-A-I-N.
Vervain.
Sure.
Vervain.
Xanthi, X-A-N-T-H-E.
That's, I love their mixtape. Xanthi.
Yep. Yeah.
Yellow.
No.
Yellow. Big Coldplay fans over there.
And Xenia, Z-E-N-I-A.
Girl okay, that's future. A that's
Bond
like a real
villain.
Name.
Xenia Onatopp.
Yeah, it's like a Russian.
Now we got boys' names.
Xenia Onatopp?
Yeah.
Is that a Bond villain?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
That's, What's-Her-Face and Goldeneye.
That's so fun. I just think it's funny Femke that
Jansen.
Like if they just like leaned further into
she kills the guy
sort
she,
of like but
she
like,
kills the guy by banging him. She kills like she like breaks the guy's neck with her legs. The like the big general guy.
I guess I haven't seen a lot of James Bond movies.
This
is like
cool
on the top is a very funny last name.
Well, yeah, they're all
fuck
like
you.
Stupid sexy.
I know
names.
They're all stupid sexy, but having them be like fuck you on the top is like very good.
Yeah, they're all just like
pussy galore.
Have sex with me, lady.
I'm trying. I know what it is. I know what the names are. I know how the names work. But on the top is like so like Mad Magazine-y versus like the ones that think they're smart, like pussy galore. Like
pussy galore is for intellectuals.
They think it's like sounds more like. Like, fuck you. Like, on the top is, yeah, like Mad Magazine.
All right.
Like, whatever all the weird sound effects they use in Mad Magazine are.
So, we got some men's names here.
Finally.
Aubyn. A U B Y N. Don't know that one.
These just all sound like Steve Brule.
Cassar. C A S S A R, which is, I assume, some kind of libertine Roman king or something.
Yeah, sounds Kassar. Like it.
Euripides, sure.
That's just...
Yeah, Fenston, that's a good one.
Fenston!
I like Euripides. I feel like we're not giving enough attention to each of these.
I do feel like there's like a trend of a certain class of white person to like name their baby after a Greek tragedy.
Well, it's the time
stuff.
Of it's the time of discourse. It's like you're going back to the Romans. It's just funny that
it's like how every
that's
fucking
just a famous Roman name or whatever.
It's
Greek
everybody's
name, fucking whatever.
Kid is named like Atticus now. Like it sucks. Yeah. I don't know.
I think Mark Hoppus's kid
is named Atticus.
Socrates.
Somebody's kid dies.
Yeah, no, that's Euripides is a play. Like it's
Socrates.
Euripides.
Did you know Plato means broad? Like that, it just means like wide boy. Wide. Plato was like very wide.
Plato's low key thing.
Who would win the church or one wide boy? I know that's not what Plato did. Don't fucking
Plato.
Email
yeah,
me.
Just thick couldn't, as fuck.
That's why he was in that cave. He couldn't get out.
Too thick.
It was too narrow.
We were talking about Euripides. Weird porno stuff. I feel like I've seen like a lot
Euripides.
Of. Very high view. I've never clicked on one.
Euripides.
But pornos.
Yeah, I was going to say Euripides was saying someone farts.
Euripides nuts.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Continue.
What about
please.
Porn?
Sorry. I was trying to have a high-minded discussion about pornography, and I was rudely interrupted talking about farts.
Pornography.
There's, like, porn where it's, like, somebody gets stuck in something. Like, that's, like, it's, like, oh, no, I'm stuck.
What?
Like, I've seen, like, on Pornhub.
Like, head in between two, like things
get,
on the banister.
It's usually,
yeah,
it's,
they
like.
They get stuck on
like
the stairs
like
and get
sitcom.
Fucked.
It's usually, like, somebody with, like, a big ass, and it's like, oh, my big ass is stuck.
Wow, my huge ass is stuck.
I've seen, like, multiple. Again, I've
I'm
never
stuck
clicked.
In this lawn chair. Someone just really pound me.
Yeah, like, oh, no, I'm stuck, like, in a, like. Treehouse or something.
I don't know how to tell you this, Kath. What you've been watching is Winnie the Pooh.
I don't know, man. Listeners, back me up on this. Porn where people get stuck
you,
in things
yeah,
is a
you
thing.
Yeah, you guys big on porn where people get stuck.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, have you seen it? Like, as existing. it's not my thing.
Fenston. We didn't really talk about Fenston.
Sorry, Fenston.
Fenston.
Fenston checks in. That's a fancy ape. That's the
Fenston, isn't that the name of the teacher in like Fairly Odd Parents?
I don't know.
It's like, a very like made up name for a nerd to me.
Fenston.
Ooh, Fenston.
Fenston asked the teacher.
I crap
homework.
Out my dick. My name is Fenston.
Yeah, he yep. definitely craps out his dick.
Yeah, you know that famous thing? He has very, very serious disorder.
Yeah.
He's constantly has infections.
I'm allergic to fucking
Innsbruck.
Look.
Just yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's Lovecraftian to me.
Mao.
Oh, what a
as
choice.
As in chairman?
Yeah.
M-A-O?
M-A-O.
Wow.
Okay.
Wowie,
I'm
going to save this. Okay.
Wowie, Maui.
Okay, this is, I'm going to spell it out because this is, I'm going to spell it out then pronounce it. N-P-E-T-E-R. N-P-E-T-E-R. The pronunciation
Peter.
Is just Peter.
Just Peter.
The N is silent.
Why?
I don't know.
No.
Peter.
That's I'm
looking
at
it. This is parody.
It's parody.
It's parody.
Ormerod.
You're just making noises with your mouth.
How much XP do you get for killing an Ormerod?
Quail. I caught him to catch an Ormerod when I downloaded the Pokemon game on Switch.
Yeah,
today.
Yeah.
Ra also seems like a tough one. We're getting good down here in the last few here. I'm going to save my favorite one for last, even though it's not in alphabetical order. Storton, S-T-O-U-R-T-O-N.
Storton.
These all just sound like towns. Titus.
Titus Normal. Like, for this list,
yeah.
is normal.
It's also a great sitcom.
Uxori. Yeah, Chris Titus.
Yeah.
Chris Titus is kind of like a resistance guy online.
Is he really?
Of course
he
is.
That's the only context I see him in. Yeah, is of like course. Is like some like somebody.
He was supposed to be like
John. Yeah.
I think
he was like 40 and married and was wearing like puka shell necklaces. Yeah. I was like, who are you? What is
I think
this?
Like my only context for the show, it was on after a show I watched. So I think it was on after Malcolm in the Middle.
Yeah,
like
or
back
Grounded
in the
for
day.
Life. It was sharing spots with those.
Could have been Grounded for Life.
Well, I was, he had like a super messed up childhood or something. That was like
yeah,
his thing. Right?
And I remember like. I wasn't afraid of him, but I was just like, that guy seems like weird to me. Like, I'm like,
he looks like the Slapchop guy.
He has like a really intense face. And yeah. I remember the ads for it were like him in a dark room with like a light bulb or something. And
yeah,
it was like,
he has like
weird.
Spiky hair and like wore like flame shirts, right?
Yeah. I was just like, this guy seems like trouble. Like, as a kid, I was like, this guy, like,
stay
if this
away.
Guy, yeah, if he pulled over to talk to me in his car, I would like call the police.
Kath clutched her squirrel. Friends closely. Yep. Change the channel.
That's right.
Don't look.
Yeah, those are probably contemporaneous things.
What's your? What's the?
Yeah, keep going with the names.
We got a Uxorious.
Mm.
Uxorious.
Wow.
Like luxurious with no L.
I guess
this hotel is uxorious.
Victory, which is yeah. Okay, I don't know how to pronounce this one, but again, I'll just spell it X-M-A-N. X-Man. I don't know.
X-Man.
Yak, like the large buffalo creature.
You better
like
hope Eddie that Sachs? Kid is not fat.
Yeah.
You better pray that your child is
there's
not
a
fat.
Lot of names that I feel like you have to do that with.
Zebedee. Z-E-B-E-D-E. Zebedee. But the best one is Wigbert.
No. Wigbert.
Wigbert is just that's
kinda,
just Bert with a wig
it's
on.
It's kind of cute. Wigbert.
My alter
I
ego
baby,
Wiggy.
Baby Wigbert is very cute. It's extremely cute.
So hey, why don't we bring that name back? We're calling kids Wigbert. We're leaving
it's 2018.
Every name except for Wigbert, we're leaving him in 2017.
Yeah. It's 2018. Babies be named Wigbert.
It do be like that sometimes.
Sometimes it do be like that.
I have a friend named Grayson, and when he was born, his parents were trying to decide what to name him, and his mom wanted to name him Augie, and his dad was like, no, he's going to get made fun of if his name is Augie, because people are going to call him Augie Doggy. Let's name him Grayson, which is one letter off from Gayson.
Yeah.
So why did they make that choice?
This is like
he was a bullied child.
This is like the massive plot hole in The Simpsons when Homer does the same thing, and then they name him Bart, which rhymes with fart.
Yeah.
It makes no sense.
Unacceptable.
I mean, it's. I like the idea of, like, as a parent, you have to, like, think in advance about all the mean shit kids will say
yeah.
about your kid.
That's. I felt that.
Before you come up with a name.
I was a jerk the other day because someone was telling me, like, oh, I have a friend who just had a baby, and the baby's name is Rhea. And I was like, that kid is getting called diarrhea in school. Like, that yeah. was, like, my immediate reaction.
Let's not name our kid Grimasshole, I guess. We
like
dumb asshole.
Yeah, it's like, I'm going to name my son. It's a family name. I'm going to name him C-tard. It's an old family name.
This is my son, Venus. Venus DeMilo.
My son, Venus.
It's like, no, no one's going to say that because it's spelled B-E-N-U-S. Venus.
Yeah. That is how it's spelled. Venus.
B-E-A-N-U-S, Venus.
It's actually B-E-A-N-U-S, Venus.
Yeah, and so anus
B-E-A-N-U-S.
Is... So anus is also in the...
That's right. The... B-anus is actually really, yeah.
My son Venus, spelled B-anus, is very good. Just the perfect name to
so
get bullied.
We really came up with the best name. Name your kid Venus.
We are gathered here today.
My son Venus.
To join in holy matrimony. Vanessa Grayson and her husband-to-be. Venus.
Venus Charles.
Venus P. Charles.
Hello, I'm, yes, my name's Clark Johnson, and this is my son, Venus.
Yeah, Frappuccino for Venus.
Venus, get off your phone. Venus, I said no more screen time. Venus, tell the waitress what you want. Venus.
Say, sorry, Venus. Say thank you.
Did you say your son is named Venus? Are you saying Venus?
Are you the waitress who does not need to know is asking for clarification?
Are you saying penis? No, I'm saying Venus. His name is Venus.
I got a call family name. I got a call from the principal today. Venus. Venus is having a lot of trouble in school.
Venus has been acting out.
We're very concerned.
PTA, the PTA meeting for Venus. I just don't think Venus is being challenged.
That's right.
He's exhausted all the gifted options here. I think we need to look into alternative schooling Venus. For Venus. I think Venus would do really well in Montessori.
Yeah.
Venus is going to boarding school. Well, so
he keeps spray painting the garage door. Yep.
With his own name.
So you're just at the airport. And there's a guy holding a sign that just says Venus on it.
I want to do that. I won't even get anybody. I'm just going to stand there for an hour with a sign that says Venus.
Just occasionally be like, Venus? Venus? Party of one. Venus?
Venus party of one.
Like this lady keeps yelling Venus? I don't know what's going on. Wow, we really found some real stupid stuff to laugh about for extended period. I hope you listening out there find this at all funny, because if not, we've just been going on Venus.
I'm still going to keep
doing it. We're hooked on Venus.
Flight 147 is now boarding. If Venus could report.
Passenger Venus.
Passenger Venus reports to the lounge.
Yep.
Venus, if you're in the mall, your mother's at information. There's just some filthy kid in like a candy store. It's like Venus. He's like,
what?
I'm Venus.
If you Venus, we found a wallet with presumably a fake ID in it because it says Venus on it.
Yeah, the graduation.
Please return to security to collect.
Now your giving items. A speech will be the valedictorian. Venus.
Well,
so we ran that one through. We're definitely going to... We already have a sense of what the title of this episode is going to be, I think, at this
Excuse
point.
Excuse me, Mr. Phillips? Oh, please call me Venus.
Yeah. Please, Mr. Phillips is my father. Venus, please.
My name is Venus.
Please call me Venus. Yeah, name your kid Venus. That's just a quick thought.
What?
Oh, it's a beautiful baby Venus.
Oh, boy. What else?
This is my bouncing baby Venus.
Did we have other things to talk about?
Yeah. I don't remember. Yeah, they're doing Sour Patch Kids cereal. That's the thing that's upset.
Oh, right.
It's been upsetting me a little bit.
It's gross.
Because what? I mean, it's
sour cereal.
It's just going to be like it's just going to taste
Fruit
like
Loops,
fucking
but
Fruit Loops, right?
Like
it's like
gross.
I mean, like they're not going to make it taste like Sour Patch Kids.
They might make it sour. Are there any other sour cereals yet?
There shouldn't be any sour cereals.
I have a question. This is. I feel like this is like a very Andy Rooney like. Moment of me.
What's going on with these cereals?
I feel like Sour Patch Kids have gotten less sour.
That's because you're getting older and your taste buds are getting weaker.
Medium patch kids?
Well, they're just like, they're sweeter now. I want a jolt.
You get a, we'll stick to Warheads then.
But you I like a gummy.
Get a war, yeah, oh. I don't think they're that.
They're sweet different. Now.
They hurt my teeth. Still.
You get more like
they cut up my mouth.
You gotta get that sour sketty if you want that real
sour
shit.
Sketty
sour
sketty is
good real
shit.
Shit. Yeah,
again, very destroys good. Your mouth.
I feel like I'm gonna say we cannot go three episodes without talking about sour sketty.
Look, sour sketty's legit.
We get sponsored by Haribo.
Yeah. I wish
the
Are you
gummies
kidding
that
me?
Make you shit. Like
I looked at.
What?
When you eat the sugar-free gummy bears from Haribo.
Oh.
Have you never heard that?
I don't fuck with the sugar-free.
Dude, go to Amazon.
This is some real Crohn's disease shit.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
If I'm eating candy, I'm eating candy.
No,
right?
No.
I'm not...
go to Amazon.
See, Shelby's got always, yeah,
Shelby's always
references.
Got my back on weird stuff from the internet. Go to Amazon. They have a listing for like, it's like a 5-pound bag of sugar-free Haribo gummy bears. Read the reviews.
So you're gonna shit.
All of the reviews are like, do not eat more than like one handful, because whatever they use, the alternative for sugar they use, makes you fucking like diarrhea your head out. Like it goes,
it just turns you inside out because you have diarrhea so hard.
I'm gonna try to find some. You guys talk about Venus.
I believe you. I just
Really good. They're like some of the reviews. Are
like
good.
I mean, is there? Like, I guess other candies have made like Reese's made cereal at one point. That might still exist.
That still
I don't
exists.
Know. I can't tell you the last time I went to a.
I'm not into it.
Sure, that time gummy bears gave everyone diarrhea.
Forbes. I just love Haribo, man.
Forbes.
Glad Forbes got into this.
I mean, it's a big
Forbes
business.
Forbes magazine.
The gummy business is a big business.
Good. Big article from Forbes magazine about diarrhea.
The hot new craze. Does your child have diarrhea?
It's called diarrhea, and teens are doing it to evacuate waste.
These are the two top reviews. Of
my
Haribo.
Last, this is my last slam.
Yeah, but these are the two top.
Do not attempt.
These are the two top reviews for Haribo.
I do not want to watch this, Shelby. I really don't.
Wait, hold on to that.
This is a YouTube video.
We can watch the LA Beast eat Haribo sugar free.
Watch a man give
these
himself
the, these
diarrhea.
These are the top two reviews for Haribo sugar free 5-pound bag on Amazon. Number one by Keeks. Good price for good gummy bears. They seem fresh, and I'm happy with the purchase. Two by Kyle Kennedy. Allow me to weave a tale for you. A tale of heartache, loss, embarrassment, shame, and of course, public expulsion of the slippery black liquid that must surely be the blood of Satan. My daughter is 5. She is the light of my life and the most beautiful thing. I don't want to read this whole thing.
What is that doing in there?
Yeah. This is like when somebody had like a tweet about this or whatever, but like
people have to work stuff out in their Amazon reviews.
Yeah,
like,
you know when you just like start when like a Yelp review starts that way and you're like, I hate this person and I disagree with whatever their opinion is.
Yeah.
Anne Marie Rinaldi says, I ate a nickel when I was 2, but I found it shortly after eating this bag.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, eat the sugar-free gummy bears.
Let's watch that guy.
Are we going to watch the guy Beast? Give himself diarrhea?
Well, I'm just. What is this? Is he on a toilet right now?
No, that's L.A. Beast. He eats a lot of stuff. He eats a cactus. I saw that. he drinks some Crystal Pepsi and throws up. I mean, it's sort of, you know.
A Crystal Pepsi behind him.
Yeah, he's your run-of-the-mill eating guy.
Internal exorcism guaranteed. Epic.
Epic. Okay, so we have a fast motion of him eating. I feel like eating that many gummy bears of any kind would fuck up your intestines.
Yeah, 5 pounds of any food, you'll probably have to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, you're going to shit forever.
As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death.
All right, man.
It's kind of like Henry Cavill.
I was going to say, he's like buff. Too hot to be doing this. Now
it's time to like, if he shaved and got rid of his like hockey hair, like the lettuce in the back, you know?
Yeah. No, he's cute.
He looks kind of like Henry Cavill. And now he's going to go to the bathroom.
Okay, so it's him eating it and then going to the bathroom.
Is that
I
a
hope
screen
we don't...
tearing happening, too?
He has no toilet paper. Just...
Oh, he's going to puke a Rooney.
Oh, I don't want to see a man puke. No! I turned my head away from the mic.
Also,
I don't
like,
hear that.
Just, there's no toilet paper. Like,
yeah.
Come on, man. Come on, L.A. Beast. Also, one of the two little feet on the bottom of the toilet seat is gone. So a broken toilet seat. You probably dip like wobbles when he gets on there.
Yep.
Right? Yeah. Come on. You think a guy who's like a eating a bunch of shit blogger would make sure he's got like a good toilet scenario.
Upgrade your toilet,
right?
Toilet room.
Yeah.
That's where you're going to be spending a lot of your time.
That's right.
Do you guys ever have to, this is not based
on
the current
part of
situation
a car
ever.
Or whatever.
Do you guys ever have to like have that thing where you like get hungry but also have to poop at the same time and you get mad at your body because you're like, we should have just saved it.
No.
Just throwing that out there. It seems counterintuitive. That
you're like, why is my body betraying me?
I would have to poop and be hungry at the same time. Because it's
you know, it already processed all the good stuff out of the poop, and you're just pooping the stuff that's not good for you.
You know, it's just
that's
a weird
how
feeling.
Health works, right? You can eat whatever you want, and your body just poops out the stuff that's bad.
Yeah.
And then, you know.
Over human filtration system.
Yeah, exactly. It's fine.
Venus.
Remember
we were talking about Venus?
Welcome to the Venus. This is the
Venus
episode. Venus app.
The Bean Venus cast.
Bonus.
Venus Bonus!
The Venus episode.
Welcome to the Venus.
If this was Friends, it would be the one where they Venus.
Venus.
This was an X-Files episode, it would be called Venus.
We're just saying Venus. That's what we're doing.
Yeah. People pay for this.
What were we talking about before? Sour Patch. Do you think cereal?
Well, your taste buds do change. Like, that's why, like.
But now they have, like, blue ones. Like, they're different.
Blue raspberry is a classic.
It's not a classic. It's new.
Not for Sour Patch Kids.
Yeah, and they're sweet now. I don't like it. I still like the watermelons. Those are still good.
The watermelons are good. I like the watermelon. The watermelons, like, I don't normally like watermelon candy, but they don't really taste like watermelon.
Yeah.
No way.
Watermelon lip gloss. Yeah. They're really good.
There's like chemical.
They don't have that like flatness of watermelon flavor. You know, like it still has like a robust sour flavor. Yeah, because watermelon Jolly Ranchers I don't like. Like
really?
Yeah. But
I like watermelon stuff.
I like the watermelon Sour Patch Kids because in the movies you don't have to worry about grabbing what flavor you're getting. You know, you're always getting the same flavor.
There's no mystery.
Yeah.
Don't you like a little mystery in your life, a little variety?
I don't really like the green Sour Patch Kids. I will tolerate the yellow ones, but I'm a red and blue guy.
This reminds me. We all got in a fight on Eli's Instagram a while ago because he posted an all red
Starburst.
And Patty and I were like, what the hell? We like the other colors.
No, I was not like that.
Oh, you were not like that?
I like the red ones.
I like most of the colors. I don't like pink. I think pink sucks. And that's
pink, I think if we did a poll of everyone who likes Starburst, though, pink would be the consensus best flavor.
People like pink, but it works out well because whenever I get a Starburst sleeve and I'm with friends, I like look like a fucking, you know, like
a king.
Yeah,
I'm a like, generous king.
Take the pinks, because I don't like the pinks. My favorites are the red and the orange and yellow.
I think the red and the yellow are my favorite. I really like the yellow.
Yellow can fuck
lemon
off.
Is good. Lemon is fucking.
I love lemon stuff.
Lemon can go back to the trash.
It's like fancy too. It's like a lemon candy is like very
lemon candy.
Like
yeah,
a lemon meringue pie.
I got lemon heads at a bodega the other day because they had the little 25 cent ones.
Like a spray cleaner, the lemon Starburst. Oh,
I love
versus watermelon Sour Patch Kids.
Which tastes good.
The taste of nature.
They taste good.
I don't know.
They taste good.
I just think pink's like, I don't know why we've
Stop
all.
Stop staring at my shirt. Make me uncomfortable.
What's it say on it?
It says Awful Records.
I'm trying to figure out, is that an eyeball in a mouth?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, no. Yeah. We're not repeating last week's burger shirt situation.
It's not a burger.
Also looks like a burger. That's true.
Love that we still have the guy mid-puke up on the screen. Just squirting out on.
Do not attempt.
Yeah.
My last slam.
Do not attempt to eat 5 pounds of gummy bears. I looked at the like label because I love those Haribo gummy bears. I buy them all the time. One bag of those is like 500 calories.
Is that high or low?
Yeah, that's low.
That's high. 500 calories?
500 calories is like a hamburger.
And candy's not good for you.
It's
a bag of candy.
Well, it's not like that big. I mean, I thought it'd be like maybe 200.
Wait, what? Okay, what size bag? You're talking about like
a normal bag, not like a big bag.
The Haribo ones, those are pretty big though.
They're big. I mean, they're more than like one serving of gummy bears. But like 500 calories is a lot. That's a meal.
I think you're going to be alone here. I think that's a reasonable calorie count for candy.
Candy is like crazy high calories.
It's like eating two Twix bars. It's like 500, 600 calories.
I guess I just think of like Twix bars as like more substantial than gummy bears. I know sugar is a lot of calories, but I was just like, wow, that's like a lot.
That's how they get you.
Yeah,
it's like a thing that's like, yeah, I guess.
Haribo's weird.
It's like the way that you kind of doesn't make sense that like soda is a ton of calories. Yeah. You're like, I'm just drinking it.
You know?
Yeah, I guess like that's the thing. It's like, yeah, 500 calories is as much as a burger, but like a burger seems like way more food than a thing of gummy bears.
Gummies seem almost like gum or something.
You know what I didn't know about Haribo gummy bears until like, I want to say like a month ago maybe?
What?
That the greens are strawberry?
Yeah.
Yeah, you talked about this.
The secret.
This was like your shit for like a month.
Very upsetting.
Yeah.
Think of all the wasted gummies. I was like, green.
Because you don't like lime? Is that?
I don't know what I thought they were, but I was just like, green is bad always, whenever there's green flavor.
You don't like sour apple?
No, definitely not. Sour apple's bad.
Sour apple's very chemically.
Yeah. I do like blue raspberry, which is the thing that was just completely invented for candy.
Right, just to make it a different color than like cherry and strawberry
like,
and stuff.
Yeah, which is weird. There's like also white cherry for like those ices where they just don't want to pay for red dye, I guess.
That's why don't they? They should just all be white. Like, I don't.
What does it matter? I mean, the white mystery airhead is just suicide. It's just all the flavors mixed together. But there's a couple candies though that I miss because I feel like you can't eat them as an adult.
Yeah.
Like baby bottle pops are good.
Uh-huh.
And Fun Dip is good.
We already had this baby bottle pops.
We
discussion.
Did. We played the song.
Oh, okay.
And now it's in my head, even though I don't remember the
baby bottle pop. Baby bottle pop. Oh.
Yeah, but Fun Dip is a mess, but it's I do enjoy it.
Fun Dip is like a fun event.
You ever bite down on that stick?
On the Lick'em stick?
Yep.
Yeah. If they sold just the
and
sticks,
you're like,
I'd buy
oh,
them.
Oh, no, what have I done?
Now I've lost my
Well, it's like vaguely
instrument.
Unflavored, though, right? It's not like...
It's just
almost,
sugar.
It almost seems like Fun Dip was partly designed to just, like, make a mess. Just, like,
yeah.
to
oh,
like
yeah.
dye
and
your
the,
whole face blue.
Well, the kind that it changes from blue to green when
oh,
it gets
yeah.
wet and it just stains everything. It's, like, not, like... It's awful. Parents must fucking hate Fun Dip.
I remember one time...
Parents hate it.
I remember one time going to a gas station or something. I was, like, we're on a road trip. We went into a gas station. They had Slush Puppy. You know Slush Puppies?
No, what's that?
It's like a weird off-brand Slurpee.
Okay.
It's called Slush Puppy. It's really, and I remember I wanted one, and my dad or mom, I can't remember, they got one, and they went there. And then like while we checked out, the person at the counter was like, be careful about that, because you spill it and get on your clothes, it'll stain, never comes out. And my mom was like, oh, cool. And then walked out the door and immediately threw it in the trash, like, you're not drinking that. I was like, no.
I respect that so much.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, and goodbye.
Yeah.
Just chuck it in the trash.
Sir? Venus? Slush Puppy for Venus?
Hey Eli, you're in this thing I just saw on Instagram.
Oh yeah, I keep getting notifications yeah. about that.
What's
going on Instagram?
Tonight's the last night of the Knitting Factory show. The Sunday.
It's ending,
or it's the last night under the current regime.
Oh, I never got
regime.
Booked,
and it's being handed off to somebody else. So that's the big question.
Never mind.
I just went to the Creek in the Cave website the other day, and there's a big picture of Eli on the front.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I think it rotates.
Yeah.
I'm also in the bathroom somewhere.
Yeah, we know.
It's just a picture of you.
Usually.
There's a picture of you in the bath. It's a picture of you sitting on a toilet.
Mm-hmm. No.
There's
the
lots
Creek
of, there's
the cave
lots of
bathrooms
comics
are, like,
there,
covered
yeah.
in
yeah,
comics.
Yeah, that's, but it's they, like those
it sucks
pictures
to be
are on the front
the
of the
one comic that, like, just randomly, because it's just sort of, it's like, if you obviously haven't seen it, if you're listening, it's like, it's a photo collage. It's, like, all over the place. But there is, like, the placement of, like, being the person that gets put, like, eye level across from the toilet.
Yeah.
You're just like, like, that sure is Rojo Perez while I'm taking this fucking dump. But
friend of the show, Micah Brucey, there's urine coming out of my penis right now.
I'm going to clip that and just send that part to him.
This is...
Like Micah Fox. I'm trying to think of who I always, yeah, because like they're right
see.
At eye level. Like,
I always, anytime I'm in that bathroom, I'm always looking, I'm face to face with Nick Turner. Like always.
Nick Turner's on that wall a lot.
Yeah. Just making a lot of eye contact.
Is that Andy Daly in a baby bottle pop commercial?
Just a nerdy, no, it's 2012. They're still around now?
No, it's an uploaded commercial from 1998.
Looks too
no,
new.
This
no,
is
this
new.
Is recent. And Andy Daly's just randomly in it.
They didn't have this commercial tech.
You
teen,
thought that child
Andy
was
Daly.
Andy Daly?
He looks like Andy Daly.
It looks like a child.
He does not look like Andy Daly.
He does,
though.
Yeah.
The baby bottle pop, it turns you into a baby. That's the
again,
ad, if you don't
doesn't
it.
Make sense as marketing for kids. I'm not a baby. It's like a big part of being a kid. Like, you get mad about babies.
This is the one I remember.
Yeah. I didn't push the issue. You guys were like, we're not listening to this again. And then it just
you have
around.
To listen to it.
It was already
Shelby's
in my
bobbing
head.
His head.
Shelby's foot is tapping into this.
It's so, catchy, man.
This song, Baby Bottle Pop goes hard. The Baby Bottle Pop jingle.
Baby Bottle this, Bop.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Am I wrong?
That slang I cannot stand.
Am I wrong or this
I cannot,
shit slap?
I cannot stand bop. I don't know why. I really,
you
this
really don't
bop.
Like bop.
It's very irritating.
Well, bop
to me.
Also means.
Here's one I can't
hit.
Stand that I will say to you in response to you not liking bop. It's not for you, Patty. I hate when people say that.
Yeah. It should be for Patty. Everything should be for Patty. I knew bop. People use bop to talk
I'm
about
a straight
getting...
white male. Everything is for me. Yeah. Or
it's
it should
not,
be.
Bop is not for you.
People use bop to say getting blown in D.C. You got bop.
You got bop?
Yeah, you, I mean,
like,
you got your dick sucked.
You got your D.S.?
Yeah.
All right.
You got bop also sounds like a home, some kind of home cleaning product.
Yeah, bop. It makes more of a mess, though. It's really messy. Bop, the world's messiest cleaning product.
It makes me think of Bop It.
Yeah.
Bop It.
Yeah.
It turns out very sexual game in D.C. Inappropriate. Yeah.
Bop It. You know.
Bop It, twist it, pull it. There's a lot of you know.
That's all involves hogs. That's what that whole
thing. Yeah, yeah.
You have very fancy sparkling water, Kath. Pomegranate.
Yeah, I like the Schweppes pomegranate.
Schweppes
is just a name
up.
That what oozes is... class, you know?
Schweppes.
What sounds so fancy?
Pomegranate is such a fucked up fruit. I don't like
looks
it.
Looks like an alien. Like,
it's but it's also alien. Like, you eat it. The seeds, and I'm like, no.
You eat the
shut
seeds.
Shut up. Yeah.
It's like, all right, man.
It's like a bully.
Eat the seeds.
I feel like I've blown out this mic a couple times this recording.
Eat the seeds.
That's me when I open a new Schweppes.
Yep.
Schweppes.
I love it. I drink it all the time.
It's good.
Yeah.
I got a...
I feel like it's... I wish I could, like...
When did you just write and slide over... A notepad that says passenger penis.
Yeah, well, because I was showing you like the thing at the airport.
Yeah, when he was doing airport, he really did it. Passenger penis.
I just wrote passenger on it because I thought that was funny. I had something else. Oh, I got a, I had like a 1 liter, I want to say, because I just saw him at the store, of La Croix. Lime, it's pretty good. I don't really get the whole...
So you don't like green flavors,
lime
but
is
you
the
like
worst,
lime.
But lime is the worst one. Lime is one of the worst ones.
I just... that, but like when I think of like club soda or like seltzer like with lime, that's what I want. Like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want like fucking...
Pomegranate?
Pamplemousse or whatever.
It's grapefruit.
The hell it was. I don't know.
It's just fancy
whatever.
Grapefruit.
I like grapefruit.
Good.
I like grapefruit. I don't really like sucks. LaCroix that much. Mm. I like... got my Schweppes. You know what's really good? Waterloo. You guys know Waterloo? Mm-hmm. It's like a small indie brand. You know, it's like it's up and coming.
I feel like sparkling vintage. Water and yogurt are in competition for like who can get like the most like cutting edge.
Yeah.
It's like, LaCroix, I don't think so. I'm a Spindrift guy now. It's like, okay,
yeah, Spindrift.
All
right. Spindrift sucks. Yeah, and bubbly, B-U-B-L-Y.
Isn't even really seltzer, I don't think. I think
it's,
there's
it's
like some juice
in
there.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
it,
well.
There's fake. Like I feel like
fuck off.
It's a pretender.
I think they actually did try to launch like carbonated yogurt. Like there's
I would
there's
taste
a
it
couple,
and be like that. This that means this went bad.
Am I like blowing out my mic?
Yeah, but if yogurt,
I keep hearing
like, yogurt
you,
can't go bad because it's already gone bad. Right?
That's why it's like fizzy. But
if yogurt goes bad, it's just more powerful.
No, but there's
it's actually healthier if it goes bad.
Kalpik water is like carbonated yogurt drink. I think it's like Japanese. There's like a couple.
Oh, are you thinking of Yakult?
It's similar to Yakult, but it's called Kalpik water.
Oh, I don't know.
It's like, but they have like, I think it's just one of those things where it's like, we've never heard of it, but like, I guess if no one ever told you carbonated yogurt water was gross, like you just get to that point where you're like, ooh, rough day at the office, really cold, refreshing yogurt soda.
Love a yogurt soda.
Yeah.
Well, guys.
I'll bring some.
Please.
There's a couple of places that have it like on their beverage
menu. I'll bring some Waterloo. It won't be interesting for the podcast because it'll just be like,
tasty.
Oh, this is pretty good.
Yeah.
I'll bring you some.
Must be like.
Just make mouth sounds into the mic.
Yep.
This is the worst bonus episode.
No way. We got Venus out of it. This is the best bonus episode.
Yeah, we got Venus early and then we just coasted.
Boy, if you don't like Venus, you're not going to like this. But it's a real high spot for us.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
President Venus.
President Venus. We will see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.